Good morning, Shepherd's Church.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day, a little muggy, but hey, no better place to be but in God's house. Any joys this morning? I know there are some showers around, but I think we kind of miss some of it, a lot of it. But we trust God will send it when it's His time. Any concerns this morning? I know we lifted up quite a few in the back, and just pray that God will just continually surround them with His presence and that He will heal.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been asking me about Jimmy and Ann Taylor's son, John Mark. I had breakfast with Ann yesterday, and John Mark starts tomorrow. Either 22 days or 25 days. It's 5 days straight, and then skip the 5 more days. Radiation. Plus, he's doing oral chemo. So, Ann still asks for prayer, please. They're going through a lot of right now, like everybody else, especially for John Mark and Jim. Jim did not handle it very much. So,
and I know everybody saw Bobby's message this week. Thankfully, Maria is here with us today.
I think that we just so easy to continue to lift up Steve that, you know, something like that happened and then it's not good. So that's going to be an ongoing period of time to recover. And basically for the church, as we prepare for the new minister, it's a new beginning. And we just pray for him and then pray for this church as we come together with the, you know, ministry.
God always has a plan, and His plan is always better than our plan. He knew exactly what to do, and so we, as a body of people, we need to be ready.
Pray for all those dealing with natural disasters, recovering from, dealing with, looking for loved ones. We'll be prepared to celebrate 250 years of this great country, I would say, as we by the men
and women that stand in the gap for us,
and we can be here today
for you. It's good to have Kathy with us again, and we pray that you're coming along.
I'm getting
there. Okay. There are no others. We will begin this morning service with the lighting of the candles. This time we will have our gathering prayer. Father God, we are so thankful that you continually surround us with your presence, that you continually bless us, Lord. And as we go forth, Lord, today and the days ahead, Lord, we just ask that you would just remind us of how great you are, how much you love us, and for this place that you give us to come worship, Lord, may we always know that you are in the midst of everything that takes place. We trust you, we trust the plans, and Lord, we just ask that you would give us the strength, give us the courage, Lord, to do the things that you need us to do. For all these things that we ask in your name. Amen. Our call to worship is Psalms 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
Our hymn, Near to the Heart of God, page 472. Comforter, draw near, for you have waited and watched. As we have stumbled through the tasks of life, our ears have not been open to the sound of your gentleness. And so with frustration and anger, we have turned to those we love and cherish and brought her and the vision to life. Our eyes have not noticed the beauty of your surroundings, and in resentment of being restrained from living, we have played our part in the changing pattern of creation, forgetting to steward all you have made. In prayer, we remember you invite us to choose between the path of darkness and the path of light, and laying our sorrows and failure on the ground. We long for your forgiveness to call us towards life. With you, we wait to be reshaped by the fire of your Holy Spirit as a new vigorous spurs to walk with you. Amen. God's gift of eternal life has been given in Jesus Christ, who offers us forgiveness from our sins and welcomes us to the way of holiness. Amen. At this time, we begin our service. With the prayer that the Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I got this. I like to change up stuff here and there. If you will open your hymnals to page 881, we will do the Apostles' Creed. Stand as you're able. I believe God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, we got to sing one more. You need your exercise now. Rock of Ages.
Oh, Be as bold and brave.
Pastor Steve asked me, it was a while back, to do the service. And I quite didn't understand at first. Because he said, well, that's the lay speaker's job. And I think back over the years, I don't ever remember that. When he asked me, as usual, I put my foot right in my mouth. Oh, yeah. Then it dawned on me, what? Wait. And then, like I said, he said, that's the lay speaker's job. And I'm like looking around, you know. So I guess, I don't guess, God knew where I needed to be today. So I've said many times, I'm not a pastor. I never, you know, I'm just a servant, a vessel of God. I try to write stuff down. The only reason I do that is so I can remember. Because I kind of forget things along the way. It's okay, Maria. It's okay. So I'm going to do what I feel the Lord has laid on my heart. If I'm a little nervous, but it's all good. God's got it. I chose Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 as our scripture today. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying. The word of God for the people of God. Pastor Steve said it would be like a transitioning change. So the other pastor that's coming in will take leadership. I talked with the choir when he first asked me, and I was a little uncomfortable. But my best friend told me, it's going to be okay. I go to her sometimes, not a lot, but I do. And I'm so thankful that she's there when I need an answer. As we begin today, we all kind of knew this was coming. I didn't think it would have come in the way that it did. But God had a plan. We hear, always call our shepherd's flock. Each and every one that walks through these doors become a member of the flock, whether they attend on a regular basis or not. And as we go, was mentioned today, we want to continue to lift up Pastor Steve and his family. I am so grateful for Pastor Steve, because he stepped up and he took on a role that he didn't have to. It was for, we've said it, a few months. A few months turned into a few years. And if I'm right, I think that turned into 6 years. And for me, it was a great 6 years. I will always hold a special place in my heart for Pastor Steve. To me, that speaks volumes for a person. His obedience, his dedication to this flock, his dedication to the Lord, to do what God had called him to do. As I said, I will always have a great respect for him. So now we get to move on to the task at hand. I chose Ephesians because we're going to set out on a new journey. For some of us, change doesn't come easy. Change kind of makes you want to step back. Well, this is where I sat on Sunday. We don't do that like that here. This is the way we do it. But we're going to have to expect change. Sometimes change is good, sometimes no. We want to pout and walk around and, oh well, that's the way we always do it. But sometimes we have to let go and let God take control, because just because we've always done it this way doesn't mean we have to continue to do it this way. I've spoke here a few times, and I always change up things. So at least we're stepping out. Can anybody guess what's on my shirt? Thank you, Peggy. I love you. Change comes with a lot of expectation. And as I know that Pastor Keith is beginning, he's on a change too. But I know he's ready, he's prepared, and I know he's excited. Like I said, I've seen a lot of pastors come through the door of Shepherd's. Been here over 20 some years. And the love that I felt when I walked through those doors that day, I knew that Shepherd's was where I was supposed to be. And I have to say, that love is still here in this place. It never left. I've seen people come and go. I've seen young ones, Christian, grow up to be young adults, and I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of being able to be a part of your life, a part of this flock, because God knew what I needed. We searched and searched for a new church, but I knew when I walked through those doors that peace was here, love was here. And I'm thankful that I listened to God. Shepherd's Flock isn't the only one starting a new journey. Like I said, Pastor Keith is coming in. It's going to be a new journey for him. It's going to be a time that we come together and work together as a body of Christian believers, as a body of God's people. He's going to need us. We need him. In order for it all to work, change. In order for it to work, we have to think about the scripture. We need to be fully armored, suited up, and ready to go. Because without it, there are going to be struggles, I know. There's going to be some speed bumps in the way. And if we are fully suited with the armor of God, we are okay. We're going to be okay. We can't just put on part of it. We have to have it all. I kind of found that out this week. As strong as I think I am, I was not prepared for what I woke up to Tuesday morning. Helpless. Helpless. Not knowing what to do. But God got me through. He got us through. And I thank you for your prayers. Because without your prayers and being obedient to God, I don't know. But I am so thankful that he listens when we pray. Don't ever think that he turns a deaf ear, because he doesn't. So as we walk this road, this path, this new journey, we should be excited. Because I know God has some big plans for Shepherd's Church. I believe God has prepared Pastor Keith to lead the Shepherd's Flock. My prayer that God will prepare us as a body of people. Take us out of our comfort zone. Take us out of that little box that we always want to retreat to. Because great things are going to take place here. I believe that in my heart. My prayer is that God will continue to just fill us. Fill Pastor Keith and let him feel that peace and love when he walks through these doors. We need to walk hand in hand. Love for one another, no matter what's taking place. We need to put those things behind us. And understand that God has it. It's out of our control. All he asks is that we pay attention, be obedient, and travel the path together, because God has already laid the path. He's walking it with us. May we always be that bright light that shines on this corner of Fleet's Mill and 360. You never know who may enter those doors. We need to be ready, because we are a light for God. I'm going to share the verse 18 with you again. And pray in the spirit of all occasions, all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the saints. We are truly blessed. Truly blessed. And I just pray that we will continue to listen to God, continue to look for His signs, but most of all, let Him lead the way. Let us walk with Him. Let us pray. Lord God, I just trust the plans that You have set in place for this shepherd's flock. And Lord, we just trust, Lord, that we will hear with open ears, see with open eyes, and accept the things that You have for us to do. Strengthen us where we are weak. Give us the courage, Lord, to step forth. I'm just a vessel, Lord, and I just thank You that You chose and used me because You're still working on me. And I trust, Lord, that I will continue to listen when You speak to me. Be with this place, Lord, and just surround it with Your presence and Your anointing. For all these things that we ask, amen. Our offertory. Closing song, if that's, it's going to be okay.
Turns into a gale. I know.
Being patient. Thank you for not running out the back door. At this time, we will have our closing. Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the master of the wind, that you are the master of all. And when the storms come, Lord, we know that you are in the midst of it and that you calm. So as we prepare for a new journey, give us calmness, give us peace, knowing that you are walking with us. This is my prayer. Amen.